At issue are local regulations on vacation rentals, sunscreens, and plastic straws. Several municipalities have already placed restrictions, but the limit of plastic straws brings a challenge to the disability community. Olivia Babis with Disability Rights Florida says paper straws are a safety hazard.
This is very much something that the disability community needs access to, that we do not have another viable option. So we definitely need to be still talking about this. And preemption is something that we usually use to protect vulnerable communities. This is very much a vulnerable community, and we need access to this.
Cities such as Hollandale and Deerfield Beach have straw restrictions that lawmakers like Senator Travis Hudson say go too far. Hudson is also proposing a moratorium on sunscreen, stopping cities from placing their own restrictions. It also penalizes any municipality that attempts to do so with a fine of $25,000. Laura Humans with the Florida Association of Counties spoke in opposition to the bill.
The question is, what does an attempt look like, and which entities within the local government would be able to take those actions that rise to the level of an attempt?
The measure passed in the Senate Committee of Community Affairs. Meanwhile, another fight is brewing over vacation rentals and whether they are good for business or bad for neighborhoods.
How can this happen to people who love their community? It's very upsetting.
That's Bonnie Sullivan. She's a resident of Indian Rocks Beach in Pinellas County and says the Airbnb in her neighborhood has led to issues within the community.
It is the absentee commercial owners renting these unattended hotels with no idea of what's happening unless the police or neighbors call them and let them know.
Sullivan wants local control over these rentals. The legislature is considering giving that power to the state. I'm Casey Chapter.